Welcome back. That sort of minimalist sound is one we've become accustomed to, but when it was first played, it was revolutionary. It's Brian Eno's Music for Airports. Brian Eno, of course, a Roxy Music fame, but also a producer and composer. In 1978, his Music for Airports ushered in what was called modern ambient music, long before New Age, techno, or trance. Tonight, as part of a five-hour marathon of new music at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Music for Airports will get a live treatment in a first-ever collaboration between two trailblazers of contemporary music. Let's remind ourselves what they sound like. Here's the Kronos Quartet and the Bang on a Can All-Stars. So tonight, the Bang on a Can All-Stars, the Kronos Quartet, will play Brian Eno's Music for Airports, We Had to Hear More. And Robert Black, the bassist with the Bang on a Can All-Stars, joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Very exciting. But let's just remind ourselves, you know, today, sound architects like Christopher Janney have installations here in Boston's Logan Airport. You can walk through and hear birds and ocean sound. But when Music for Airports, Brian Eno's work, was installed at the glorious Art Deco Marine Air Terminal at New York's LaGuardia, this was a big, huge deal. Remind us why. Put this in context for us.
Well, it was really quite revolutionary to have music that was designed for an architectural space like that. And, you know, Brian was very much in the environmental movement, and he was very much concerned with writing music that kind of spoke to the emotional quality of an airport. On some levels, it's a very joyous occasion. You see people connecting and meeting, and on the other hand, it's a very lonely and sad experience because there's a lot of departure and parting. He wanted to reflect that in his music. It creates a texture, it creates an environment, you know, a geography of the space, and you may participate in that in any kind of level that you want to. So you can listen quite deeply into it, or you can just listen to the little highs and peaks and valleys of it.
Right, and artists like Steve Reich and Philip Glass, and for people saying, what was the big deal? This sounds like, you know, This American Life, an Ira Glasser show. It sounds just like that music. I mean, where does Brian Eno fit into that world?
Well, these ideas were in the air. And Brian was, you know, he was coming from a more pop world of that. Mm-hmm. And then Steve Reich and Philip Glass were coming a little bit from the classical world. It was the big mixed stew of ideas and sounds in the 60s and 70s. And people were partaking of that in their own ways.
Let's listen to a bit more. This is what Brian Eno called part 1/2 of Music for Airports. So is this, in his performance of it, or his production of it, I guess, this is tape loops?
That's right. They all had synthesized or pre-recorded material on them. So you got these patterns that kind of randomly mix and create this kind of a tapestry.
So familiar.
Yeah.
But now you and Bang on a Can and the Kronos Quartet are going to be performing live. How does that work when this was, you know, something that was technology initially?
The Music for Airports was a piece that was really sort of a seminal listening experience for most of the people in Bang on a Can. So the four sections of that, each composer that founded Bang on a Can, Michael Gordon, David Lang, Julia Wolf, and Evan Zipporin, they each took one of those sections, and then it was up to them to orchestrate it for the All-Stars.
And you've performed this in, you know, at least 50 times in concert halls, but also in airports in London, Liverpool, Amsterdam. Let's listen to a little more, and then I want to ask about that experience. This is part 2/2. First, we'll listen to Brian Eno's original version, all synthesizer, and then Bang on a Can's arrangement from Evan Zipporin. Many here in the Boston area know him from the Gamelan Orchestra as well. But let's listen. Bang on a Can's arrangement of Brian Eno's music for airports. It's really quite beautiful.
It's lovely. It's a spectacular, calming, warm, emotional experience to perform and also to listen to. To be in the audience, you're enveloped with this music.
Yes, it's warm and peaceful in some ways, but it's very disturbing because it is very emotional.
Very, very emotional. And that harkens back to, you know, his original intent to write to the emotional content or quality of an airport.
Yeah. Well, and when you perform tonight at MIT, who better to play those strings than Kronos Quartet? This is the first collaboration between Bang on a Can All-Stars and Kronos Quartet. Your musicians are probably...
There's a lot of cross-pollination there between the musicians. But yeah, you're right. It is our first time working with them. In a lot of ways, the Kronos, they served as our model. They were the trailblazers. They had taken contemporary classical music and new music, and they were the ones that said, yes, it can be interesting and it can be engaging and it can appeal to a wider audience. And it's really very exciting for us to be able to work together now.
It's Brian Eno's Music for Airports. We've been talking to Robert Black, the bassist with the Bang on the Can All-Stars. They're going to join the Kronos Quartet to perform Eno's Music for Airports live at MIT's Kresge Auditorium tonight. For more, go to our website, hearandnow.org. And for those of you who just can't get to MIT in time from, California, we'll have some of the sound for you next week. Robert, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a great weekend, and please join us to see what next week brings here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, on the web at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.